transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, as I was contemplating this morning's gospel, I was reminded of the old, I guess it's a nursery rhyme, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who was the fairest of them all?" And if we know the story, of course, the woman is taught that she's not the most beautiful thing in the world. Because here is this man who comes to Christ and says, "Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Good one, Kale." And Christ says, "Why do you call me good? God is good." He says, "What are the commandments? You know them." And he repeats some of the commandments, not all of them, but we get the idea that the man knows the commandments of God. And so Christ says, "Fine, do those things, and you're going to have eternal life." And this young ruler, thinking that he was going to get one over on Christ, "All these things I have kept from my youth," he says, still wanting to portray himself as the fairest of them all. Still wanting to portray himself like he had done everything good that he was supposed to do. And Christ says, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. You see, my brothers and sisters, when this man was face to face with God, God was trying to help him understand that the commandments that we have received, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, love your neighbor as yourself, etc., etc., all of these things have been given to us not so that we could earn our place in heaven. Because this is just doing good things. And while we should do good, what this man lost sight of and what we often lose sight of is that the commandments are to help us learn how to live as God. So that when we look in the mirror, instead of seeing ourselves, we can see God. Because we are in the image of God. From the moment of our creation, we were created in the image of God. But we have forgotten the image. Instead, we look in the mirror and we see ourselves, and if we're honest with what we see someone who has fallen short of the glory of God. We see our brokenness, we see our sinfulness. If we are not honest with ourselves, as this man in the gospel was not honest with himself, we look in the mirror. "Oh, das wunderbar. How beautiful am I looking in this mirror of myself? Oh, I'm so beautiful." And we neglect that our hearts are not loving as God wants us to love. And so when God says, sell everything that you have, this rich man wanted to have nothing to do with that. As long as it was just a list of things he had to do to other people, be nice, say nice things, he was okay. But if he had to give up his wealth, this man wanted nothing to do with heaven. Because he wasn't living as God. He didn't allow the commandments to train his heart to love as God loves. Because when God says, sell everything, give it away to the poor, this is exactly what God has done for us. We say in the church language that he emptied himself to become a human being. He gave up all of the glory so that he could come and save us. We are the poor ones. I don't care how much money we have. When it comes to God, we are the poor ones. And he has given us everything from himself. However, we choose to walk away. We prefer our own way of life. We prefer our own riches. We prefer ourselves. We like looking at the mirror and seeing ourselves instead of Christ. This is why Christ says, it is more difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because in order to enter into heaven, we have to love as God loves. We have to be willing to give it all up for other people. Not following our own way, not padding our own pocketbooks. And this, my brothers and sisters, is our opportunity this year as we prepare for Christmas, now fully into our Lenten fast. The turkey is behind us. Now we are totally focusing on preparing ourselves for Christmas. And you turn the television news on, and all the news wants us to do is shopping here, shopping there, this sale here, this sale there. Totally consumed with spending money, as if spending money is the only way to evaluate our society. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but in your hearts, are you ready to look at Christmas with new eyes this year? Are you ready to prepare your hearts as this man couldn't do, focusing on loving as God loves and entering into heaven? Because you see, my brothers and sisters, we may not make it to Christmas. We don't know if we have tomorrow. Now is our chance to love as God loves. Now is our chance to give as God gives. Not just with money, but love and our hearts. Don't walk away like the rich man did, but walk toward Christ into the kingdom of heaven with him, because that's what he's prepared for us. Doesn't matter how many presents are under the Christmas tree. What matters is what is in our hearts and what we see in the mirror. So I'm going to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, when you go home today, put a little icon of Christ on your mirror. So when you look in the mirror in the morning, you can remind yourself what you're supposed to be looking at, an image of Christ. And if you don't see that in your life, do something about it. Don't walk away. Love as God loves. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.